I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
Ashley, thanks for bringing Act Locally Waco to the radio. Let's jump right into some events happening around town this week.
In case you haven't noticed, Waco has been slowly and steadily growing a food scene. And this week is your chance to check it out and also do some good for the community. It's Waco Restaurant Week. Waco Restaurant Week is a one-week citywide event taking place at local restaurants and food trucks all over Waco. Go to WacoRestaurantWeek.com for the list of all the participating restaurants and the special menu items. All menu items sold under the special Waco Restaurant Week menu will donate 10% to Caritas. The kickoff party is tonight at Brotherwell Brewing starting at 5 o'clock. Quetzal Company Tacos will be serving up fresh local tacos all night, while Keep Waco Loud is throwing an amazing show featuring the best of Central Texas musicians. The wrap-up party is Bourbon Fest at Balcones Distillery on Saturday, September 14th from 4 to 8 p.m. And in between, all kinds of delicious food, events, and food-related workshops. Too many for us to list here.
Again, visit WacoRestaurantWeek.com for all the details.
If you are a car lover, visit Bubba's 33 on I-35 at Valley Mills this Sunday for their annual charity car show. The fun will take place from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in their back parking lot. All cars are welcome. The entry fee is $25 per car. The first 50 registrations will receive a free appetizer voucher from Bubba's 33.
All proceeds go to Fuzzy Friends Animal Rescue.
Thursday and Friday, Keep Waco Beautiful needs your help.
Waco Solid Waste is picking up large trash in District 1 on Saturday, and on Thursday and Friday, Keep Waco Beautiful needs volunteers to help elderly and disabled people get their waste and brush to the curb.
The work will take place from 5 to 8 p.m. both days. Volunteers should meet up at the Keep Waco Beautiful offices at 502B Austin Avenue. Keep Waco Beautiful will supply all the materials needed, gloves, vests, water, and even your very own environmental volunteer t-shirt.
All volunteers should wear closed-toed shoes.
Thursday is the Child Safe Conference, presented by the Advocacy Center for Crime Victims and Children. This conference provides all kinds of important information and resources about stopping abuse and keeping our children safe. It is good training for anyone who works with children, including law enforcement, educators, mental health workers, social workers, and members of faith communities. The conference is 7:30 to 4:45 on Thursday at Region 12 Education Service Center. Admission is $50 with lunch on your own. For more information, visit the Advocacy Center website.
In addition to all the wonderful chances to get out and do some good, there is also a lot of entertainment this week.
If you love vinyl, you have no doubt already discovered Waco's beloved record shop and local music venue, The Spin Connection, on Franklin Avenue. Moss Music Records and Keep Waco Loud are helping Spin Connection celebrate its three-year anniversary tomorrow with a big party featuring a terrific lineup of some of Central Texas' best musicians from Waco and beyond. Goodies from Pokio's will be on the scene. Doors open at 6 with a $5 entry. If you are looking for something fun to do tomorrow night, stop by to wish Spin Connection a happy birthday.
On Sunday, the Historic Waco Foundation invites you to join them for Lift Off Family Fun Day. It's an afternoon dedicated to flight.
Head over to the historic East Terrace home at 100 Mill Street to make kites, paper airplanes, and all things that fly. They will have model airplane demonstrations and hands-on fun for everyone.
Family Fun Day takes place from 1 until 4, and the cost is $10 per family.
Are you a Rocky Horror Picture Show fanatic? The Waco Warp is Waco's only official Rocky Horror Picture Show shadow cast, and they are looking for some new members. They are holding auditions Monday. Various roles are available for men and women. You must be 18 years old or older, come with a lip-sync performance ready to show off, and be prepared to do the time warp again.
Auditions will take place Monday from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Brazos Theater at 7524 Bosque Boulevard.
On Tuesday, the Waco McLennan County Traveling Books and Brews Book Club will visit the Clay Pot at 416 Franklin Avenue. The group will discuss Graffiti Palace by A.G. Lombardo, embarking on an exhilarating, dangerous, and at times paranormal journey. Graffiti aficionado Americo Monk's trek is diverted during the Watts riots by Chinese gangsters, graffiti bombers, witches, the Nation of Islam leader Elijah Muhammad, and others. Sounds like lots of food for a great discussion.
For more information about the book club and other library events, visit wacolibrary.org.
The Mayborn Museum is introducing monthly gallery talks to be held the second Thursday of every month. These talks will be a great opportunity to delve deeper into topics and extraordinary items found in the permanent exhibits and collections of the museum. This month's presentation is Glyptic Scarabs and Cones, Oh My, with Kaz Hayashi. He will present surprises from his study of precious treasures from the ancient and Near East. The lecture takes place Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Mayborn.
And for you fans of classic country music, Crystal Gayle is performing at the Hippodrome on Thursday night.
You can sing along with Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue, You've Been Talking in Your Sleep, and plenty of Ms. Gayle's other beloved hits. The show starts at 7. Tickets are $49 plus fees.
As always, Ashley, thanks for being here with Act Locally Waco on the radio.
It's my pleasure. Remember, too, you can see the full calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.